like with ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. And thank you, my TMC family, for joining us. Please join me as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Abba, Father, we love you. You are such a generous dad. You are good in all of your ways. We thank you for this glorious day that you have made. We are rejoicing and glad in it. Thank you for our Master's Call family, for our beautiful founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and our pastor, Vanessa Weatherspoon, our mother eagle. Thank you for blessing them exceedingly above all that they can ever ask for or imagine. Thank you for our Artist Life family, the Diaz de Leon family, the Kings of Artists, every rank, every distributor, and every artist customer. Thank you for giving them the mind of Christ and the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. Thank you for the body of Christ and artists and our TMC family. Thank you for every listener and speaker. Holy Spirit, open up every spiritual ear and heart and every sense to receive and apply what you have for each and every one of us today. Thank you for bringing us from strength to strength, from glory to glory, from faith to faith. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, again, I'm Rebecca Thomas calling from sunny Snellville, Georgia, and it was a Jesus joy privilege to greet you on this From Glory to Glory Monday morning. Heavenly Hostess, are you there? Heavenly Hostess, can you hear me?
Good morning, Minister Rebecca, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I
amen.
Can hear you.
Amen, amen. Good morning to you, and thank you for seating and greeting everyone this morning. I thank God for you. I tell you, from glory to glory, it's a joyous Monday morning here on the Master's Call, and I hope everyone had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and I, along with Minister Rebecca, says, welcome to the Master Call. We are so excited because this is our telecommunication sanctuary, and we are here every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, and 5 a.m. Pacific time. And we're so thankful and grateful that God allowed two powerful, anointed, appointed women of God to start this call in October 2010, and they are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is our Mother Eagle. Now, this call was established on the Scripture Psalms 88:13, where it says, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Now, we also have a mission statement, and we see it richly being empowered and enlightening everyone that gets on this call, and it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So, of course, we invite you to invite your family, invite your friends, invite your coworkers, your neighbors to come on with us and get a word here on the Master's Call. Now, we also encourage you to go to our website. It's www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on that site, as well as the bios of our speakers. And then, too, you'll notice that this year we have a theme. I love it, I love it. It says, in 2017, by faith, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this wonderful ministry, we invite you to do so. You might want to greet, which is what Minister Rebecca did so graciously, or you may even want to host, which is what I'm doing right now. And then you may even have a word from on high, and we definitely want to hear it. So send that information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, even with your prayer requests and praise reports, you can send it all to info@themasterscall.net. and Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will contact you. Not only that, we also take your prayer requests and praise reports every Friday immediately after this call, because we have a two-part session on Fridays, and we would love to pray with you. Now, God has blessed us to be with a phenomenal, phenomenal company. It's a health and wellness company, which is actually basically the key that brought us all together. And it is Artist International, which is now Artist Life, and it was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years. We are so excited about what these products are doing. So if you know anybody that want to get healthy again and want to get their health restored, we have many, many, many testimonies from these wonderful, wonderful products where people's lives are being restored. And we also have a call that comes up right after this call. It's called the New Morning Motivational Call. And today is Inspirational Monday, so we'll have a powerful speaker, I'm sure, that's going to come on and give us a word from on high. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. And we are so excited. We just had one of the leadership summits this past weekend in Los Angeles area. And coming up May 19th and May 20th will be the leadership summit in Houston, Texas, by Hy-Vee Airport. So if you're interested in going, bring your team members. You can sign up on your back office for only $20 for the registration. At the door, it'll be $25. So come and join us out at Hy-Vee Airport at the Marriott South Hotel on Gulf Freeway in Houston, Texas. Well, now I tell you, God is faithful. And we're so thankful that God has blessed us with such powerful messengers and teachers and preachers, and we know that the Lord has a word from us here this morning. We are getting ready to hear a word from a powerful woman of God who is such a blessing to us. She is none other than Minister Robin Wilson. Robin Wilson is a blessed woman of God who is out on the East Coast in New Jersey. She was once our prayer general, and I tell you, she has been a blessing to the masses. And I just love her spirit, how she interacts with young people. Now, her word is, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you," which is Matthew 6:33. She is a devoted servant of God, of course, a daughter of God. She has blessed, like I say, many people, but her prime key is working with the youth. She's been living on the East Coast in New Jersey. She is living a victorious life in Christ Jesus. And she is a woman of God who is always on the go. Her job has her going from place to place. But wherever she goes, she is blessing the masses. And you can be all God said you can be is what she believes in, and says nothing is impossible to them that believe. She shares with all who she meets. She is an ordained and licensed minister, an elder at Faith Fellowship Ministries, World Outreach Center in New Jersey. She is a Bible teacher, businesswoman, and a health and wellness consultant. Her mission is to inspire, empower, mentor, teach, and equip young adults and women alike to live a victorious life in Christ Jesus. She is committed to winning the lost, teaching the word, and disciplining the believers. So I introduce to some, present to others, a phenomenal, victorious woman of God from New Jersey, Minister Robin B. Wilson. Are you there, Minister Robin?
Actually, Minister Brenda, it is Minister Ty today.
Oh, okay. Well, hold up. Listen, I tell you, when I tell you we got some powerful women of God here, we definitely do. I definitely want to introduce to you guys a woman from Norcross, Georgia, okay, who has received her BS in electrical engineer. She is a lay minister. She is a blessed woman of God who has raised up an appointed and anointed little young man of God, Christopher, and she is another one who's constantly working from place to place. She is a blessing to the masses, has her own ministry, which is Speak Life Christian Ministries, and has published and the author of her first book, When God Burst the Ministry. I introduce to you none other than our very own Minister Kai Brown, a blessed and appointed woman of God. It's over to you, Minister Kai.
Thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for hosting with such Jesus joy, and Minister Rebecca for seating and greeting the people and opening us up in prayer. Of course, we have to thank the two amazing and dynamic women of God who founded this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Without their yes, we would not be here each Monday through Friday to receive what thus says the Lord. And of course, we give the highest praise, all honor and thanks to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because he chose to go to the cross that we might be saved and return to right relationship with Daddy God. So again, I want to say thank you all, and I'm just so excited about what God is doing in our lives. So we are going to get straight into the Word. And I know I started a series last time, but as you know, God has just been ministering to me. He said, put that on hold for a minute, because there is a word for today that I need you to share with my people. He said, it's not about what you thought you would be ministering, but it's about what I've given you to minister for such a time as this. So this morning, the word is going to be honoring our elders. Honoring our elders. And, you know, this weekend I celebrated my dad's 70th birthday party with him, and all of my older relatives were here. All of my aunts and uncles and their mates were here. And as we sat back, you know, my generation, we are now the parents. We were the kids at one point, but now we're the parents. And as we sat back and looked at that generation ahead of us, we realized how blessed we are that they're all still here with us, each of them having their own perspective issues, but they're still here. And so we want to honor them as long as God gives them to us, because it is such a blessing. So Ephesians 20 and 12 says, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the earth, and the Lord your God is in the earth, the Lord your God is giving you. Now, I know we take father and mother, you know, very to the point, father and mother. So we got to honor those two people. But if we're honest with ourselves, we should be honoring all the elders that God has placed in our lives, even when they get on our nerves. And I had that lesson this weekend. You know, I'm normally pretty good, have a transparent moment about honoring my aunts, my uncles, and that generation ahead of me. But when you're going on 2 hours sleep and 48, it's a little difficult. But that's when the Holy Spirit began to minister to me, whether you slept or not, my word and what I've given you is key, is primary. So regardless of how you're feeling or what you're thinking, you're to do what I say. And my word says you're to honor them. So I had to step back out of myself, tired or not, and realize, you know what, this is a blessing. It's a blessing to be able to have my family all gather here to celebrate my father. So I really had to turn back to the word and just begin to pray in the Spirit so that I could come back to the place where God was directing me. The word in Ephesians 6 and 1 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. So when my aunt said, hey, I need you to do this,
It should have been okay, Auntie, no problem. And mind you, I did it, but initially my spirit wasn't right because I was tired. And I wanted to say, well, look, I'm grown. I don't have to do that no more. And the Holy Spirit immediately checked me because she is in a place of honor. She is in that place where she is to be respected and loved and listened to. See, not everybody has their parents with them or those who help to raise them. So we have to value that. There is a saying, give me my flowers while I'm yet alive. So we have to really look at these things as we honor those who are older than us, as we show a great amount of reverence and respect for our elders. Proverbs 1:8 says, hear, my son, your father's instructions, and forsake not your mother's teachings. And again, we want to take that literally as father and mother. But when it's coming from an elder, a place of wisdom, it doesn't matter if there's that blood connection. There should be a reverence and honor and respect for them simply because they have managed to navigate this life for more years than we have. And if they are in right relationship with God, then even that much more so. Because they have lived in and through and with him longer than we have. So the Holy Spirit just began to minister to me in the place where I was. And he said it's important to honor those who have come before you while they are still here. Because no man knows the time, the date, or the hour in which the Lord comes. So we really have to take a minute to sit back and reflect on what God is doing. Hebrews 13:17 says, obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls as those who will have to give account. Let them do this with joy and not with groaning, for that would be of no advantage to you. That applies to our elders as well. I know my family prays for me. I know the generation ahead of mine is praying for my generation and those who will follow me. So I need to be cognizant. We each need to be cognizant of those relationships. We need to be ready to submit to those relationships because God has placed them in our lives for a reason. My grandmother used to always tell us, a wise woman learns from another woman's mistakes. And until I was grown, I didn't understand it. I didn't get that she would say, hey, baby, look at my life. The mistakes that I have made, and don't follow in my footsteps. I want greater relationship with God for you. I want more for you. So I want you to learn from the things that I had to go through so that you don't have to go through them. So we have a choice whether or not we want to submit to that wisdom, whether or not we want to honor and give reverence to and respect our elders. See, because that is something. Now, we have the choice. But God has also given us the instruction on how to choose. But because he is a God who gives us free will, he allows us to make our own decisions. So we really have to take a minute to look at and think about what God is telling us in these scriptures. We have to be willing to submit to what God is saying. Proverbs 23:22, listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old. God is very clear with what our responsibility is supposed to be. We just have to choose to follow what he says. And it's always our choice. But I know I am blessed and so greatly blessed to still have my mother and her sisters here, to still have my father and his brothers here, to still have my blended dad and his family here. So we should be honoring them while they live. We should be loving on them, praying for them, interceding for them, and asking them to do the same for us. See, it is a place of honor for them to be asked to pray for us, because that means something to an older saint. That helps to add to how they feel valued. We've got to stop being selfish and so self-absorbed as to what's going on with us to be able to surrender and submit to that generation ahead of us. But we should also be teaching our children to value that. We should be showing them how it's done. Christopher said to me this weekend, he said, wow. He said, even in the midst of you've only slept 2 hours and 48, and yet you're still treating them with the love and respect and care that they deserve. He's like, and I know how you get when you get tired, and I know how cranky you are. He said, so even if you're feeling those things, you're not showing it to them. And I had to step back in a moment, and that was God's correction for me coming from my child, because what I really wanted to do was tell them all to leave me alone so I could go and just sit in a corner by myself. But instead, he used my son to say, okay, I know, baby girl, it's getting hard for you, but that next generation is watching you, and you're showing them how to respect you when you get to where your mother and father and your aunts and uncles are. And I had to stop and say, okay, Lord, because I was really getting ready to go there. And look, I'm honest. I haven't arrived. I'm still on the journey in the process. But I understand now better from being in this situation the value of respecting and showing that type of reverence and love to my elders. 1 Timothy 5:1 says, do not rebuke an older man, but encourage him as you would your father. Younger men as brothers. We have to encourage one another. We have to show love and kindness to one another. As we age and as our parents and aunts and uncles age, we are to encourage them as we would our father. So God is not vague on how we are to treat our elders. We are to honor them. We are to encourage them. We are to enrich and enhance their experience because they don't have long left on this earth. And they've worked it out for us so that we could be where we are today. If not for my parents and aunts and uncles in the 50s and 60s fighting for the struggle, where would I be on the equality trail? Where would any of us be without them being beaten and bruised and jailed? That in itself deserves to be honored. So we really must take time, in spite of how we feel, to honor our elders. Because God instructs us to in so many ways, in so many places throughout the Bible. Minister Brenda, back to you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Minister Kai. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that profound message this morning. And how we treat our elderly is such a message that needs to go across the world in this day and time. Thank you so much. I will be calling you back to give us our benediction. But first, we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that it's in you that we live, we move, we have our very being. We thank you, O God, for your loving kindness because it is better than life. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, O God, that brings us into fruition and to restoration, O God, because of the blood of Jesus. And with that in mind, Lord God, we say thank you for every caller on this call this morning. We ask that you anoint them, that you strengthen them, that you keep them, Lord God. Protect them, Lord, from all harm and danger. We thank you for our Dr. P.K. Robertson, our Dr. Vanessa. We ask that you continue to strengthen them and lead them restore them, Lord, in every area of their lives. We glorify you, Father, for our minister who gave a word this morning to encourage us, O God, to make sure that we tend to the needy, not only them, Father, but to those that are in their elderly years, Father God. We ask you, Father, to give us the anointing, the strength, Lord God, to be patient with our elderly, O God. We thank you, Father God, because you have put them on this earth for a purpose and left them on for such a time as this, and we thank you for each and every one of them. Lord God, we lift up our very own Bonita Cates and her family, Lord God, whose mother has transitioned, Lord God, and we thank you, Father God, for keeping them and comforting them and strengthening them in this hour, O God. We glorify you, Father, for her having a long life on this earth, Lord, where she got to see her fourth generation, Lord God. We thank you. We glorify you, Father, for what you are doing in this hour, Father God. So we thank you for keeping them. We ask you in the name of Jesus that you touch and strengthen the family with Charlie Lewis and her family, Lord God, as they receive a report on her sister, Lord God, in the ER. But, Lord, we're going to receive the report of the Lord. That's the report we're going to believe. We're believing that she is healed, whole, and complete in you. We say no weapon formed against her shall prosper. We thank you, Father, that her brain might be hemorrhaging, Father God, but you, O God, are God alone. We call her healed by the blood of the Lamb. So we thank you, Father God, that two or three coming together, touching and agreeing, Lord God, you said you're in the midst. So we thank you in advance for what you're doing at this hour. We ask you in the name of Jesus, O God, that you touch Robin's grandma, Lord God, in South Carolina. We ask that you strengthen her and keep her, Lord God, and minister in such a way, Father God, that they'll see your glory in the midst of it all. We thank you for Delia and her family, Lord God, as they prepare to have a home going for her great nephew, Father God. We thank you that you are ministering to that family in such a way, Lord God. A 15-year-old is hard to accept, Lord God, to be transitioned. But we know, Father God, that the works that you're doing, Lord God, you have a way to console and strengthen in such a manner, Lord God, that we don't understand it all. But, Father God, you still have a plan and a purpose. So we give your name the glory and the honor and the praise for all that you're doing in this hour. In Jesus' name we say hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you for touching Artie's life and every person, Lord God. We thank you for strengthening the family, Lord God. And we glorify you, Father, that you will have your way in the midst of the summit that's coming up in Houston. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, I think we have an assignment, and that is we can share this call with someone else today and let them know that this is a way that we can glorify God by being a blessing to the elderly. That number to share is 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 957-677-POUND. And remember that we have the new morning motivational call coming up, and it is Inspirational Monday, where our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon will minister. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-6. 17 pounds. Well, I tell you, this has been such a blessing this Monday morning. I thank you, Minister Rebecca, for seating and greeting everyone with the Jesus joy, saying from glory to glory Monday. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Minister Kai, for giving us such a profound message on this Monday morning. God bless you, and would you come back and give us our benediction.
Thank you again, Minister Brenda, for hosting us and for being such an amazing prayer general. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for this opportunity yet again to come into your presence. Lord, and as we leave this call, but never your presence, we ask that you continue to give us the strength, the wisdom, and the knowledge to honor those who come before us, to honor them while they are still here and living, Lord, and to submit and understand that it is your desire that we allow them to mentor and minister to us in the place that we are. Lord, we are grateful and thankful simply because you have allowed us to be in relationship with you. Lord, we surrender and submit it to you, and we leave it all at your feet, and we say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. We hope to hear you again in the morning. Goodbye.